bomb cities, to kill civilians by the hundreds of thousands, to torture innocent people. This is aggression. The Iraqi people are the ones who are in harm's way. And when you attack people, and when you kill and torture them and their children, they will try to defend themselves, wouldn't you? U.S. soldiers are being shot at by people who are defending themselves from deliberate, sinister aggression. Therefore, protecting our troops is really quite simple. Get them out of harm's way. Get them out of Iraq immediately. Cut all funds for the war and bring the troops home now. If you look at Nancy Pelosi's demagoguery another way, it comes to this. The president can invade any country and therefore put U.S. troops in harm's way, and Congress must support it. What nonsense! Representatives Woolsey and Lee's non-binding bill that would allow U.S. troops to remain in Iraq for 6 more months of killing and mayhem is not the solution. The anti-war movement must demand what is right, the complete, unconditional, and immediate withdrawal of all U.S. military forces, weapons, and bases from the Middle East. And that means stopping all U.S. support for Israel's aggression against the Palestinian people also. The real question is, why are the Democrats restricting themselves to symbolic anti-war resolutions while committing to fund the war? The answer is also simple. These Democrats voted with the Republicans for this war of aggression, for grabbing Iraqi oil. These Democrats represent the same corporations as Bush and the Republicans. But Bush's war just hasn't been going the way the Republicans promised. Their mission wasn't accomplished. American corporations have not been able to take over the Middle Eastern oil fields. The Iraqis insist on defending themselves. So Pelosi and the Democrats don't want to take responsibility. So they're talking out of both sides of their mouths. They want us to buy the illogical nonsense that they are both against the war and for supporting the invading U.S. troops with funding. The truth is this. To protect American lives and Iraqi lives, we must get our troops out of harm's way, and the only way to do this is to bring them home now. Let's make this day the beginning of a massive campaign to win over our families, our neighbors, friends, and co-workers to the active anti-war movement. Let's resolve to becoming organizers for the next demonstration to bring all the troops home now. In San Francisco, that's March 18th. We have less than 2 months to organize for this 4th anniversary of the U.S. war on Iraq. Please pick up flyers today to take the next step in organizing a movement so massive that the government will have no choice but to comply with our demand. Out now! Out now! Out now!
Okay, I would like to introduce Cristina Gutierrez, who's here to speak to you from Compañeros del Barrio, and also the Barrio Unido for a general and unconditional amnesty.
Brothers and sisters, I like to say that this war is madness and we all know it. But we also must know how to stop it. Because like Fidel Castro said, for one time, he said that history will absolve himself. I wonder if we can say that history will absolve ourselves. We, the left, we, the progressive people, are we doing everything possible to really stop this war? I want to tell you that I believe that we are facing a time in history where the Bush regime is moving and setting up the conditions towards a fascist state, and they are doing it precisely because the people of the world are rising up like never before against this country. Like in Venezuela, where imperialism is being challenged and the working conditions are being changed for a better life. What do we do at the left? We criticize Venezuela instead of organizing a march against this government to stop it from interfering with the desires of the people of Venezuela. And it is the same thing with Bolivia, with Argentina, with Ecuador. They don't meet our expectations, so we denounce them instead of denouncing this government and making it difficult for them here, making many Vietnams, making many Iraqs in here so that they can stop from going to war anywhere else. That is our job, brothers and sisters. You know, I want to denounce that this government also has confused the people on the issue of immigration. We're finding out that everybody is making negotiations for ourselves. We're finding that the right and the left and the middle are taking our struggle in their hand and they are speaking for our rights, like if we could not speak for our rights. They want to stop me, but Jesus Christ, everybody spoke like 10 minutes. I want to finish my speech. I'm the only Latina that has get up here to speak, the only immigrant that have an accent. And I'm going to fight for this stage. And I want to tell you that they took it over. They did not allow us to represent ourselves. You know, brothers and sisters, it's true that all of us are immigrants. And it's true that our parents are immigrants, but you did not cross the border. You did not risk your life. They do not make you to renounce to your citizenship in order to join the right for your work that you do here for 20 and 30 years, and you're not allowed to go back home because they take that away from you. Let the workers, let the immigrants organize themselves. Let them build a movement that is needed to be done here. I like to talk about Lee Stewart case too, a lawyer that who took the stand and fought for the right to follow her principles as a lawyer. And they condemned her. And we allowed that case to happen because people were not mobilized in order to defend Lee Stewart. And so now we are facing with that set of precedent for any of us, you and me, that we won't be able to hire a lawyer to defend us if they accuse you and me of being terrorists because we came here to this march. We allow it and we must stop it. We must unite and build a movement where the case of Lynn Stewart is really put forward and where she's really defended by all. We cannot allow for that to happen like happened with the Mumia Abu-Jamal case, that it has stayed in the hands of white liberals, and we don't have the black people fighting for the right of Mumia Abu-Jamal. We need to build committees where the blacks are at the head of that committee and fight for the right of that brother. It is important, brothers and sisters, that we build a movement. It is very important that we build a movement. I like to say to you that this war, we don't have a movement. We come here and we manifestamos, we manifestate, we show our anger, but we need to organize every working person of this country of all colors at the base, in the trade union, in the church, in the neighborhood. We need to have a movement like the one we had for the anti-war in Vietnam. It's not us. We had to open the doors. We had to stop. We had to stop being afraid. I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, that we need to do something really important. We need to boycott. We need to stop the traffic. We need to have strikes. We need to do everything. The marches alone do not stop the war. We need to do everything in our power to stop it, because fascism is here at our doors, and we are not seeing it. And we are forgetting about it. I want to say that I don't want to be like that minister in Germany who said they came for the communists. I wasn't a communist, so I didn't do anything. They came for the Catholics. I wasn't a Catholic. I didn't do anything. And when they came to me, for me. There was nobody to stand by me. It is up to us that they don't take one of our kids to the war. It is up to us that we stop this war and that we fight this government at every front. And we do not allow the working people to be put in the hands of the Democrats and the Republicans, because that's what we're doing. Nancy Pelosi is a traitor and always been a traitor. She never represent our class. It is us who represent us. I gotta say to that the struggle is long, brothers and sisters. Let's begin now. I just want to say that we organize, 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 organize the working class.
Thank you, Christina.